Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. We talk about your health every week here on the program, often with our friends at Sparrow Health Systems and Sparrow Hospital in Southern Michigan. And one of the things I've talked about over the last several years is losing weight. And let's be honest, shall we? One of the number one indicators of a bad outcome from disease, COVID certainly, but any other disease for that matter, is your weight. If you're obese, clinically obese, your body can't fight the way it can if you're in better shape. So here we are going into the holidays. It's a time when a lot of people overindulge myself. I mean, I'm going to eat pecan pie. I do it once a year. I love it. I could eat it every day, but I wouldn't like the outcome after a while. So we're going to talk to Sarah Smith. She is a registered dietitian at Sparrow. And Sarah, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, Steve.
When it comes to good health, I mean, if you look at the world, the chance of having diabetes 100 years ago was about 1 in 4,000. Now it's 1 in 4. Weight, diet, obesity, these are all things that in the last 25 years have certainly become a problem. In fact, more than half of the American states now have 35% of their population that would be considered obese. Back in the year 2000, there wasn't a single state that had 25% of its population considered obese. We just seem to be getting bigger all the time, and COVID certainly didn't help. There was a big weight increase because people locked themselves in the house. They didn't do that with salad. They did that with Twinkies and Ho-Hos, I think. But what are your thoughts?
Well, obesity is definitely a problem in America, not only with adults, but with children. Children and their obesity rate has skyrocketed as well. And I think a lot of it has to do with our sedentary lifestyle. I mean, we have video games and computers and vehicles and all of these things that make our life so much easier, whereas 15, 20, 40, 50 years ago, there was a lot more physical activity in our life that we had to do to live. And now we can just sit and basically live our life with sitting.
You know, that was one of the things that I certainly think that one of the things I certainly thought that Michelle Obama was on the right path to try to help school age kids to be more active, to make healthier choices when they eat. But unfortunately, like a lot of things, it was in the forefront for a while, but then we kind of lose our train of thought or our attention and we move on to something else. And again, then we're sitting there eating, you know, chips and all these other things that are not good for us. And all of a sudden, I think that I read somewhere the average weight gain during COVID was more than 20 pounds. And I'm thinking, that's stunning, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that?
Oh, I believe that. Just as a clinician at a hospital, as a dietitian here, there's definitely a weight increase has been in the forefront from March of 2020 until current. Just looking at statistics and reading research articles and, you know, seeing your friends and family members that you saw pre-COVID and now you see today, and you guys kind of have that conversation, and everyone's, I gained 10 pounds, I gained 15 pounds. Well, was that really necessary to gain that weight? What changed? And when you talk about what changed with them, it was, well, I worked from home, so I didn't walk from my vehicle to the building. I didn't take the stairs, you know, up to the second or fourth floor. I just sat at my kitchen table and worked. Or takeout was so easy. Or snacking all day long at home was so easy. So a lot of the habits that we talk about forming and trying to keep habits as a routine, those kind of all went to the wayside. So how habitual were people pre-COVID, you know?
Right. I call it grazing. You're just walking around. You're just nibbling. You're not really eating. You kind of eat a little something here, but it's every few minutes. It's every because you walk through the kitchen. You're working from home. Oh, there are the kids. Oh, I'm a little stressed out. You stress eat a little bit because you're worried about COVID or your job or whatever it might be. And these things multiply and compound and has a snowballing effect. Let's talk about you have a special event coming up for the community to learn about serving a healthy holiday brunch. Because just because you get together at the holidays doesn't mean it has to be all cake and ice cream, right? It can be other things.
Yep, it can be nutrient-dense foods. So once a month here at Sparrow, we have a virtual cooking class that occurs once a month, and you can get that information from the sparrow.org/event calendar. So for December, December 2nd, is our holiday brunch class that we will be teaching at 5 p.m., and we're going to be kind of revamping some recipes that maybe are family favorites, but making them a little bit more nutrient-dense so that you're filling up on more nutritious foods. Because a lot of times when we're eating those cakes and ice creams and pecan pies and different treats that we like to have around the holiday season, those are a lot of what we call simple carbohydrates. They're digested in our body very fast. They don't satisfy us very long as far as keeping us full or satisfied. So then as soon as that half hour to an hour has passed after eating that item, then we're craving something else or we're hungry again. So you really have to make sure when you're planning a meal for your holiday gathering, that it includes proteins and fruits and vegetables and grains of some sort, or maybe a starchy food like a sweet potato or maybe a brown rice or something similar.
Sure. So lean and green. I mean, your mother was right. Lean and green, move more, eat less. Chances are it'll work in your favor. I mean, and that's the way it sounds to me. Sarah Smith here, registered dietitian at Sparrow. Sounds like mom was probably right, wasn't she?
Yes, I can finally say, Mom, you were right. Yes.
Took all those years, so. But here we are. But lean and green. But you also say don't lose track of your routine. Don't show up at a party hungry. Don't get all, you know, thrown out of sorts. Don't go without eating before going to the party, because then you might just overindulge because you were hungry.
Yeah, a lot of us make that mistake of thinking, okay, we're going to be eating a Thanksgiving meal at 4 o'clock, so we're not going to eat all day and save our calories for 4 o'clock. Well, when that happens, that's when you end up overeating, overindulging, and then you get that stomach ache and you get that extremely fullness feeling. Whereas if you would have ate your breakfast and lunch within a normal routine and stay hydrated, drink plenty of water, you definitely will not be overeating at your next meal. And you can still enjoy your favorite foods. We're not telling you or encouraging you not to enjoy your favorite foods, just moderation and sensible
have a portions. Have a slice of the pecan pie. Don't eat the whole thing, right?
Exactly. I
mean, that's kind of it. So you can find out more and register at sparrow.org/event calendar. If you'd like to know more about a virtual event that will help you plan a healthy holiday brunch, again, sparrow.org/event calendar. Sarah Smith, I'll give you the last word.
Well, I hope everyone enjoys the holiday, but most importantly, be realistic. Don't use this time of the year to set a weight loss goal. Use this time of the year to maintain your current weight. And remember to stay active. Do fun things with your family. Go on walks, you know, go walk through the park and see different Christmas lights and enjoy just this time with your family and friends.
Sarah Smith, registered dietitian at Sparrow Hospital. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, Steve. I appreciate it.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.